It's Deprogrammed. My name is Justin Wilson. I'm a host of sorts, and if you're listening to this, good on you. You're a very good person, and you're making my dreams come true. Yay! So, like, if you're here, hopefully that means you're already subscribed on the iTunes or on Google Play or wherever you find your podcasts. If you have not subscribed, click that subscribe button. It means the world to me, I tell you. Rate, subscribe, comment, share. All these things tell me that you love me and you love the show, and means I won't kill myself at the end of the day, which is, you've done a good deed. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about At the Drive-In, and I am super duper excited to be talking at the drive-in today with, ladies and gentlemen, the return of the man of many names, but today he's going to be Andy.
Yeah.
Andy, we're talking at the drive-in today, man.
Yeah, man.
It's time to get fired up.
It's exciting. This was like a well-timed episode, I guess, because like when you were relaunching the show, I guess so to speak, and getting rosters together, a friend or two of mine had like, you know, shared the one-armed scissor video, and I was like, yeah, I'd like these guys. Like, you know, that was a great song, and then I was like remembering like that era and then thinking about like them and then Mars Volta, like the spinoff and everything else. So
yeah,
it was like the perfect time to get back into the drive-in.
Very good.
Check out like the whole discography. So I was excited.
And we can't not say that we are in the super secret undisclosed location. We had to drive to nowhere today, but we are also joined by Leah.
Hello.
I kept wanting to call you Leah, but I think it was on the REM show.
Oh.
But the funny thing is, like, thinking back to my youth, when my mom's middle name is Lee, L-E-A, and they always called her Bonnie Leah. And I think, I don't know, just somewhere in my brain.
Got some wires. Yeah, got some wires.
I mean, I'm also stupid, so there's that, which is fun. At the drive-in, tell me a little bit about, because you were the first one to, I put it up on the list, and you were the first one to jump on.
I didn't get them at first. I first heard them when I was in high school, like ninth grade. And this guy I knew was really into him, and I was like, whatever. But you know, after a while, you know, you can't
grow
deny
up.
What's good.
Yeah, it's true. I was super excited to come back because they recently came back last year, and you know, they did some touring, I think, but they came out with a new record. And in going over this, like, I'd heard, you know, I was in love with Relationship of Command, which that hasn't changed. We'll get into like the songs and the gameplay, but you know, and I had bought Acrobatic Tenement, so like I was very familiar with Acrobatic Tenement, which is a really fun album. And I had actually bought In Casino Out. If you guys want to hear about a young, stupid, awful person, Justin, I lost In Casino Out a couple days after I bought it. I bought it
it's
at the same time.
Time
I bought
right
it. I bought it the same time I bought Acrobatic Tenement. I let a friend borrow it, and then immediately we threw eggs and put flour on that friend, and we kind of never talked to that guy again.
Jeez.
So, yeah,
you got a little bit of severance then.
Yeah, but so it, you know, for me, In Casino Out was still kind of new, and Vio was new, but like hearing the new stuff. The fact that they didn't abandon what makes At the Drive-In At the Drive-In on the new record made me really super happy. I don't know how you guys felt about the new record.
Yeah, it was hard because I've heard Via so many times and Acrobatic Tenement so many times. And I know, you know, so many favorites from there that, you know, they're just like lodged in my brain. So mm-hmm. I had a hard time, you know. Picking the new ones.
But that I will say is what Inter Alia, I think is the name of the new record, has is a lot of times when I do these and it's a band that's older and you hear their new record, it's like, yeah, there's good stuff. Like even when we did Metallica, like
yeah.
the newer record was good, but it just didn't hold weight compared to the rest of the discography. And I can understand.
Well, yeah, in the sense that it was like, it was too new, so we didn't have that long relationship.
There's no history.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything,
right.
You know, I mean, there's still like definitely the songs where you hear, you know, various elements of different points in their career, I think, you know, but, you know, for me, like the way I went about it, I think it's kind of like my normal means of doing these shows is I do the new record first, generally, except for Metallica, because I just know it all.
Yes.
You know, if you go back into the archive, you know, off the cuff mofa here with all the knowledge, but, you know, I do the new record first, and then I just kind of go from the beginning afterwards and then work my way basically back to the new record. Hmm. And, like, hearing the new record first, like, it, you know, it reintroduced me, but it still, like, was what I expect them to sound like. You mm-hmm. know, it still reminds me, it's still very familiar. And, you know, just kind of hearing that whole kind of, there is a range to them. I mean, it might be narrower than some bands, but there's still, like, a, you know, sector of the genre or whatever that they have. And that's pretty consistent too, which I think was really interesting to hear how consistent they are throughout the all.
Yeah,
the
from start to finish, like from Acrobatic Tenement all the way through to Inter Alia, the energy, like even though there's slight tweaks to the sound, the energy is always the same.
Yeah.
Completely and totally in your face, kick you in the balls. You're gonna listen to what we're doing, and you're gonna enjoy it. And man, this. It was a lot of fun putting this, like, all day today. I went out on my walk, 5 miles of At The Drive-In in my eardrums.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know, basically just kind of, you know, reviewing, because the problem I have with talking about a band like At The Drive-In, and I had this problem a couple weeks ago with The Hives, is, like, I feel like my words are always going to be, oh, yeah, I like that song.
Right?
I like to be able to say more, but I feel like with a band like The Hives, with a band like At The Drive-In, where the energy really is the focal point, it's if you like high-energy stuff, you're going to like At The Drive-In, and everything is high-energy. So I don't know that there's a wrong 10 that we can put out here. There's some songs that I don't like as much as others,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there aren't very many that I'm going to be like, yeah, no, that doesn't belong. I feel like any 10 could really get pulled in. I'm also very interested, especially hearing just this this discussion right at the top, where we're going to mash, like where we're going to, because there's going to be stuff, obviously, that's going to be in line with all three of us. But it seems like we're all kind of approaching it not
similarly.
Yeah, not exactly the same, but like, you know, on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Maybe because last week we did Paramore before. At the end of the first round, we had 8 songs already through.
All the way through?
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got some stiff competition. I don't know if we've ever done only one round. It always makes it to a second round. Even Sick Man, I think, took 2 rounds. But
yeah, I mean, like, I think Metallica, we had 5 out of the first round or something, you know, like straight through. So, I mean, like, you know, there's definitely...
Well, the Hives 2 weeks ago, we only got 1 through.
Yeah, you never know.
Whoa.
So yeah. There's lots of, and that's the name of the game. This is a game show, folks. Like, if you're listening to this, it's not a game in the traditional sense of, you know,
points,
prizes. Yeah. There's gamesmanship involved. Sometimes you have to think about who you're playing with.
Oh,
and
no.
A band like At The Drive-In, I didn't do that. I didn't play the game as much. I kind of was like, this is what I like.
That's what I always do. I mean, like, it's you know, it's my list, that, and then we're making a super list. So
yeah, see, and you know, that's why it matters who you're playing with.
Yeah.
You have to play the game sometimes. Sometimes, some people approach it, because I'm not a singles guy. So like, if we're doing a band like Paramore, where there's a lot of singles, thankfully with At The Drive-In, there aren't a ton of singles. As a matter of fact, I think the only two were Invalid Litter Department and One Arm Scissor. I think. Don't hold me to that.
The only one I ever remember hearing on the radio was One Arm Scissor.
I know Invalid Litter Department got a video and minor airplay.
Yeah.
But they broke up like relatively shortly after Relationship of Command anyway, I think. But anywho.
Yeah, because there's that, like, I don't know, like a 10-year gap or something. Like when you look at the release dates.
It is ridiculous because Inter Alia came out last year, 2017, and I swear, I think At the Drive-In is like 2000, maybe 2001 at the latest.
Yeah.
So like I was still in Stale.
Which one? Were you saying 2001?
Relationship of Command.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so that yeah, like 16 years in between records.
Jeez, man.
Yeah. Well, and they went away, and you know they did Sparta.
Yeah, Mars Volta,
which. Yeah. Like you can tell it's all the parts,
yeah.
But the sum of the parts isn't the same. You know what I mean? Like
it's different enough. Like you hear those elements. And like I said, you know, it was because I had asked you when we were doing this, like, were we going to include Mars Volta or not? Because it's mostly the same people and everything. And to see where that would have went, that would have been interesting. Like,
yeah.
Like to expand into like sub projects.
I think Mars Volta's a little too different. Like you have Omar, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, there's that
stuff.
Center.
Yeah.
But like, it's to me, it's I don't even know if there's enough Mars Volta material to stand on its own.
I know.
I mean, they were around for quite a while, so
yeah.
Maybe I just stopped paying attention. Mm-hmm. Anywho, today we're here to talk about At the Drive-In, and the name of the game is Deprogrammed. And what the three of us have done is we combed through their discography and picked out 20 songs that were either A, our favorites, B, something we thought that would attract a new listener to the band, or C, both, which I tend to do.
Yeah.
And we're going to mash these lists together and try to come out with a 10-song starter kit for At the Drive-In. And, it, you know, something that's a great introduction to the band. If a song is on all three of our lists, it automatically gets through. If a song is on two of our lists, it comes back for the conversation in the second round. This time, since it's a pod, we can actually play clips.
Yeah.
And, awesome.
Yeah, we can listen to easier. Some songs for like the, yeah. So the first round, we probably won't need them. We'll put it mostly towards
conversation. Yeah.
And then the second round, as we're trying to like make sure somebody, you know, we're trying to prove the point. Hey, listen to this.
Yeah. This is good shit, man.
This
good.
Track is fire, yo.
So, that being said, my love of Relationship Command, I hadn't listened to it in forever because I had lost it. Yeah, I don't even know how I lost my copy, but I did. And so I hadn't listened to it in forever. And I listened to that first when I was like, okay, so At the Drive-In is going to happen. I want to go back and see if I still love Relationship of Command as much as I did. And the reality is yes I do.
Yeah.
Record. If not more now.
I'm in trouble. I went to Via right at the fair. I was like, Via.
Well, you know, I definitely have some Via. I have something from everything.
Yeah.
But I am putting it out here right now. I am very Relationship of Command heavy. I'm gonna start here. And there's
five from that one.
There's a line that always brings chills to me. Like, have trigger will travel. Quarantined. I wanted to deny it. I kept trying to deny it. But every time I listened to it, I was like, nah, man, this is in. It starts with a thunderstorm. It starts kind of slow, but it still has the punch in the guts. And then when it transfers to the chorus, it's have trigger will travel, feeding frenzy, it's contagious. And just to me, it's top notch. And by the sounds of it, I am on my own.
I mean, no, I like remember that song. See, like I had done my list like, I don't know, like a month and a half ago or something.
Yeah.
Like, I put it together right away because normally I'm scrambling last minute to cram it all.
You're trying to avoid it this time.
I was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm listening to these on Spotify. I could just make a playlist. It saved me a lot of time.
Yes, that's what I do.
You know, but yeah, like I remember that track, but I think at that point it was like, well, I don't want to put this whole album on there.
That's what happened to me.
So
I had to figure out which
probably
ones to
why
lose.
It was like would have been an honorable mention, or it would have been part of the three that I forgot to add in my list.
Well, let me know. Am I putting it through the convo, or am I putting it into the dumpster?
Give me like 5 seconds of it.
Okay.
Hold on. The first line is, warden and judges hide behind ask. I forgot the first part.
Put in the conversation.
Yeah.
The thing I like about this band, really listening to the discography, is the way, the compositions as a whole.
Yeah.
Like, getting, the different layers and everything going on was, really...
A lot of fun guitar play.
Yeah.
Especially in this song, I thought. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to put Quarantine through onto the convo.
Yeah.
Convo. Mm-hmm. And Justin thought he was ready, but he wasn't. Andy, it is your turn, good sir.
All right. I'll just start at the top of my list. However, I think it was probably the order I put him in or something. I don't know. But from Acrobatic Tenement, Skips on the Record.
Oh, I do not have that.
Yeah. I don't either.
Oh. Here we go.
Like I said, I don't play the game. I just play, I play for me.
Right. It's a good one, though.
Yeah.
All right. Leah?
Okay. I've got a lot of Via. I'm going to go with Dorman's Placebo. No, that's not on Via. I'm going to go with Rasquache.
Yeah, that word.
Rasquache.
Yeah, that's on my list.
I don't have it.
Oh, man, it's awesome. We got to just hear from the very beginning of that one. Because it just, it comes right in and beats you.
Yeah.
There it is. There's no value.
Cue back up the...
Oh.
Get to the beginning. They start singing.
Rasquache. What I like about Via is it's where they start to get really frantic. The energy starts right off the jump with Acrobatic Tenement, but yeah. It gets frantic during Via.
Yeah, and it's just cool.
Sometimes that's all you need, but Andy had it, so it's through. Or it's
conversation.
In the conversation for sure.
Yeah.
You were talking about song composition. Mm-hmm. And off the new record, this song stuck out to me for that reason. Mm-hmm. Governed by Contagions.
Is that on my list?
Sorry.
Yes, it is. It is on my list.
That's the weed the guillotine claps. She's the one governed by Contagions. I was listening to it on the way over, and I had it all memorized. I was like, yeah, I'm going to sound all smart and stuff.
You want to hear it? What was it?
Governed by Contagions. Yeah. But just the way they flowed between all the different parts, using, the vocals aren't the cues, but it sounds like they're the cues. Yeah. Whoa, is that a video and everything?
Looks like it.
Lyric video.
Oh. So proud of them, to put out an At the Drive-In record. That. There's a knock on every corner, knock, knock, knock on every door. Oh.
Lyrics, you know, yeah. It's like nobody else.
on and shaking his head over there. I just want to make it to the hook. Clap. It's so perfect. So good. Oh, so it's got so much punch. I love the punch. All right, Andy.
All right.
Okay, so nothing through all the way yet, but so far only one strike.
Yeah. So again, from acrobatic, coating of arms.
Nope.
Is on my list.
No, I don't think I picked that one either.
Yeah, okay. No, yeah.
Poor Andy.
I don't care. Hey, I mean, I had, you know, we had this one on there.
Yeah.
You know, that was just, this is, I think, the only two from that record I have.
Oh, that means I'm going to have to match up with Leah. Hopefully her and I are on the same page with that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right, Leah, your turn.
Okay. Acrobatic tenement initiation.
Nope.
No. Oh, my flipping heck. Yeah, we got to hear the, oh my gosh. I mean,
if anybody's somebody covered
listening, it won't make the list, but let's go to this part back at the end. Oh, here we go. Okay. And when I told you not to bother to holler, so it's like half really pretty and half like crazy.
Yeah. So hard.
Yeah.
It's when you hear a song like that hasn't made your list and you realize, oh man, that's good.
Yeah, well, like for me though, like when you get to some of the, not really the deeper cuts, but like the stuff where it's a little bit different from like the normal straight in your face kind of stuff, like I kind of weigh out, like, is this one good enough in the different section to be on my list?
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to have, like, I just picked this one because it was different.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah, I get you. Let's see. I played something off of the new one. I played something off of a relationship. Let's see. I'm going to play some Vaya here, I think. Mm-hmm. Let's just see if I can get one on through. How about some Proxima Centauri?
Yeah. Utopia! Yeah.
I think I remember liking that one. Yeah. Whenever I heard it, I would probably possibly push it through.
Oh, yeah, because Andy has two left now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the members of the band are really good at what they do.
Yeah.
Let me get to that part where he starts screaming.
Energy,
yeah,
just in your face.
I'll probably push this one through.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, you know, it's, you know, when you hearing it again and everything, and you hear just kind of what everybody's doing, and just the way everything's working so well, but they're all like, they're all doing like kind of different things, but it, like, it's coming together so well.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. So we got one through.
Yay!
Dig it.
Yeah.
All right, Andy.
All right. Let's go back to you. All right, so from Diamante, Amid Ethics.
Nope.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. I feel bad when I don't have the songs.
Yeah.
Nope.
You know?
Fine.
Okay. This one's from Acrobatic Tenement too. Star Slight.
Yeah.
I heard somebody singing it earlier.
Yep. it's a great introduction to the band.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, like clangy guitars, and it's not like really long, and it manages to be clean but have the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's just yeah, right on point.
Right on point. Mm-hmm.
Slide. That's beautiful, baby. Mm-hmm. All right. Where do I want to go? Feel like we haven't touched In Casino out yet.
Mm-hmm. I have some from that.
Me too.
Let's trot this one out there. Shaking Hand Incision. Mm-mm. Nope.
No.
Nope. Ah. He strikes out.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. All right, Andy?
I'll stay on that same album, though, in Chambara.
Yes, I've got that one.
I do not.
You want to hear what it sounds like?
Yes. Where's my all songs list? There it is.
It's got another, like, beat you in the face.
I love it like a cool flanger.
It's crazy how we all approached it pretty much the same, and yet we're still just far enough off from each other.
Yeah.
All right, Leah.
Okay. all right. I know you guys probably don't have this one because it wasn't on any of the albums, but this mm-hmm. Doorman's Placebo.
Oh, I knew there was something.
Yeah, I can't like remember it.
I forgot you had put that out there,
mm-hmm.
and I never got around to listening to it because
oh, no.
I'm a jerk.
No, it's not. You're not a jerk, but it's like it's weird because I had this on. This might have been what got me into them, like actually liking them, you know, because mm-hmm. at first, like I said, I didn't
so
really
this is
care for them.
This is important.
Yeah, it's important.
Whether it makes the list or not, yes.
let's see where it really gets you. Well, it just starts really great, too.
Yeah.
It's one of those good all-aroundies.
Mm-hmm. Chances are you've heard this. But your headphones mute your equilibrium.
In hearing tests, the mattress hit the mistress fool.
I like tonally how it's acrobatic tenement, but you can feel that it's about to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Is this like a off of a best ofs or something? Like it's a B side to something?
It was on like
this station is non operational.
And there are a bunch of different bands. A compilation.
Compilation?
Yeah.
Ah. I feel bad that I don't have it since it's such an important important song.
Anybody listening can.
They can pick it up.
They can do whatever. Yeah. They can do what they like with it.
All right. I'm going to go back to Relationship Command because I feel like coming back in, and like I said, I started with this record and it hits you right off the jump. Arc Arsenal. It's a great punchy track one.
You want to hear it? What's it called?
Sure. Arc Arsenal.
Our car?
Arc. A-R-C. Arsenal.
That's another thing. Like you
they
never know what the heck
names.
They're called.
Yeah,
yeah. The song where it goes. Yeah, that one.
Such a playful guitar riff over chaos. Like when it starts.
Yeah,
I must have seen 1,000 faces. Single file through the gutter. Oh. Goes. So playful over, like, it's everything else is chaos.
Yeah.
One guitarist is just like, no, man, I'm just over here playing around.
Yeah, yeah. That was the other thing I noticed, because you said this was a track one, wasn't it?
Yep.
Like, they know how to open up a record.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Like, all their track ones are, like,
gold.
Really good. Yeah.
Gold.
Like, even if they didn't make my list, like, they grab you enough that, like,
punch you right in
the
gut.
You have a good feeling about the record, you know?
All right, so you didn't have that?
No.
I was the only one. I was the only one. It's okay.
Not that it wasn't good.
It happens. It happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Andy?
All right, let's see what we got. Non-zero possibility, as I was re-listening to my list on the way up here, is a fun, like, that's one of their more, like, out there experimental tracks, you know, which I enjoyed. You know, getting into some of that stuff, because that gets me in that Mars Volta kind of frame of mind, too. And just kind of like, you know, it's a longer track and everything. So it's just kind of like the space they kind of take up with it is cool.
See, this is what I mean by there is no wrong answers.
Right.
I don't have it. But I easily could have had literally every song off a relationship. I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
I really could have taken the whole record. So Andy, are you is Andy the only one with non-zero possibility?
Yeah. It's pretty though.
Let's give it its time in the sun.
Sure, sure.
I want to say, like, when he does the lyrics, it's kind of like that, like the weird punk thing where it'd be like, they'd have the music going on, but it would kind of bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have like the verses going and like making some kind of statement about whatever at times. Maybe it was a different song, but it was one of them. But flies dip tongues into tear ducts, in toothpicks fought unborn.
Contusion is hungry. I think this is where it lost me. It's a great song, but it drags on to get to the. It's great. It just takes a minute to get there.
Yeah.
All right, Leah. It is your turn.
All right. Okay. This is one of my all-time favorites. Metronome Arthritis. That was on Via.
Yeah, that's on my list.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
That's a fun one.
Keep running, it flies. I don't know. For some reason, when they do that amazing punch in the face on any of their songs, really, that's the part where I remember in it. Like, makes me happy.
All right, let's see. Oh, where do I go? Where do I go? I want to feel like... I feel like we're all so close, yet oh, so far away.
Right.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't
Strangers
feel like...
in the night.
I feel like I don't have a safe pick. Even though they all felt like they've all been... Okay, well, I'll toss this one out here. It's got Iggy Pop in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm necessarily a huge Iggy Pop fan, but it fits so perfectly. Like, it's a match made in heaven. Rolodex Propaganda. Mm-mm. Manuscript Replica.
Oh, you want to hear it? Sorry about that. What's it called?
Rolodex Propaganda.
from
yeah
from that album.
They all are.
Yeah, you're right.
But there is no other album. Again, it has the fun guitars, like they're trading off with each other.
Right.
I promise, this is a very well-vetted list.
Oh, yeah. No,
I definitely went through
no
a lot.
No real wrong answers.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, you know, it's like, you know, I think I was probably like, I'm getting aspects of the song from a different, from other stuff on the list. You know,
yeah.
Discography, so it's like, I don't need that one kind of thing.
Hmm.
So.
That was weird.
It's fine, though.
Andy, your turn.
All right, so from via 300 megahertz.
That's on my... nope, it's not on my list at all.
Oh,
that's like the only one.
Sitting on a gold mine here, guys.
It's cool, though, because, you know, it's got that backward... I don't know how you play it. How you say that. You know, it's like got the music backwards, and I went and looked it up. What they were doing?
Yeah.
Did you?
The doing like the reverse delays and stuff like that, where you invert stuff and all that. Yeah.
I was like, you know.
Yeah. All right. Leah.
Okay. I've got Napoleon Solo from In Casino Out. It's a pretty one.
Nope.
It's not one that has a lot of punch in the face.
Mm-hmm. I ain't scots it.
Okay. Let's go right here. One second.
You know, it's like it's not bad, but it just like it didn't do it enough for me,
mm-hmm.
yeah, kind of thing. So
let's see.
Sadly, that one will come to pass.
let me trot out one of my vias. Heliotrope.
No.
Leah has the whole record, but the one I threw out.
Except for that one. Well, she didn't have 300 megahertz.
No, either. Yeah, no, you're right. That's
so,
true.
Those two songs, the rest of the album.
The rest of the album, though.
Jeez.
All right, Andy.
All right. From In Casino Out, Devil Among the Tailors. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Let's hear it, though. Oops, defile. That's not right.
Shoot, even talking about this is tough when you realize.
Yeah.
You realize, man, I should have had that one. Ugh.
Did you not like this? Enough to put it on your list. You like it, but not enough, apparently.
No, honestly, a lot of it is it didn't make it through my first, and then if I didn't get that second listen, we still need to get a couple more at least through the conversation here. Well, we still have plenty to go. Leah.
Okay. Blue Tag from Acrobatic Tenement.
How are we all so far away? No, I don't have that one.
Yeah.
What went wrong? Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. Good. Yeah, you're right. Damn it, you're right. Did you have that one, Andy?
No.
No? Okay, let me slide that over to the outs. All right. Okay, I'll go In Casino Out. I trotted out the other Centauri. Let me try this one. Alpha Centauri.
Nope.
No.
No.
Yes, I do. I do.
Hey.
Yes, I do have it.
All right.
It's on my bottom. Bottom 10.
All right. Andy?
All right. I know some of those will be shoe-ins. I'll save them until later or something. How about Mannequin Republic from Relationship?
Yeah. Well, you two got it, so.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Why not?
Does everybody out there want to hear it? What the heck?
Well, maybe we'll wait till next round. We'll wait till next round. All right, Leah.
Okay.
It looks like it's completely frozen.
This is the last song from my top 10.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Ursa Minor.
Yep.
From Baya. Yeah.
I got it.
That one's great.
All right. Cool. 1, 2. All right, so at this point, we have one all the way through, mm-hmm. and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 left. So we still have a couple rounds. Where do I want to go? I'll go back to the new record, even though I feel like I may be missing
mm-hmm. something.
Torrentially Cut Shaw. How about that one? Toss that one out there.
No.
I didn't think so. All right, Andy.
All right. I'll go with Extracurricular from Relationship.
Nope. It's between us, we have the entire album.
You guys do. Yeah.
All right. Leah?
I'll pick one of the ones that I picked off the new album. It's The Break 2. It's got no words.
Oh, no.
It was just really, like, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Out of place, kind of, but great.
Yeah. No, you're definitely right. The new record, again, like, it definitely, I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. All right, so, it's my turn again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the wrong one. This is the right one. I don't know where to go. Like I don't see a pattern forming to play into. Let me trot out some more in Casino Out. Transatlantic Foe.
No.
Nope.
Man, we may end up not even having a second round.
All right, Andy. They got from Inter Alia, Call Broken Arrow.
Nope. Leah?
Okay. My other Inter Alia album, or a song was Holtzclaw?
Nope.
Yeah. No.
That's good, though. This is really good.
I had four from that album.
Yeah, I think I had 4 or 5, which was surprising. I really thought I was going to lean heavy on Acrobatic, too. But speaking of Acrobatic Tenement, how about some Ebrolio? Oh, there it is.
Oh, Mannequin Republic. Dang.
Oh, only a couple minutes late.
It doesn't want me to mess with it.
Here, I'll just turn that down just in case. Yeah. Ebrolio. Ebroglio? Ebrolio? No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. About Ghost Tape Number 9.
Oh, nope. Nope. Man, we are swinging and missing.
I don't know what you guys are listening to, but they're the wrong ones.
You're not listening to the same band.
Yeah.
All right, Leah.
Okay, I've got this one you guys kind of like mentioned before, the Invalid Litter Department.
Oh.
Yeah, that's on my list.
You know what? I am not going to stand in the way. I hope that one doesn't get shat on. I don't. I didn't have it. I wasn't sure if you guys were, so I was kind of hoping that you would. But what is it? Why is it escaping me? At the end. Oh well. now I sound smart, so I'm going to just leave it be. But no, I love that song. Yeah. As proof by how I was just talking about it.
Right. Yeah. It made you tongue-tied.
Mm-hmm.
So many things to say. Where do I begin?
Yeah. Yes, where do I begin? You know, we might be able to play it in the second round. How about Pickpocket?
Yeah, I got
in
it.
Casino Out. Yeah.
I wrote cool guitar.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that could be said a lot. I think that's the problem why we're all mismatching, because, like, the takeaway I feel like is the same. It's all just about song preference as opposed to, yeah, like, you know, something in specific that you're pointing to.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Andy?
About Continuum.
Nope.
No.
One, two, three. I'm down to my last five, so.
I got one more, and then I have a Hail Mary or whatever, like, you know, my last pass or yeah, whatever, you know. Yeah.
All right, Leah?
Okay. Hula Hoop Wounds from In Casino Out.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
It's cool. It's got really cool lyrics. In a small ghost town, there's a little arcade where the poltergeists play their video games.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good lyric. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll toss this one out there and see if it lands. Pattern Against User.
No. Oh.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
I feel like I deliberated on that one, though, because the name is really familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Andy?
Really the last one on my list, you know, is one that I figure we'll go through, because, I mean, you can't have this list without that song, because you got to have that familiar tune that everybody needs.
I know what
you're saying. So, I mean, you know, it's, you got to have One Arm Scissor.
Yeah, it's on mine.
You know.
Yeah, I didn't have it.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what game you're playing, Justin. I really, maybe you should look up your own rules.
I have the rest of that record,
Again.
Right.
All right, Leah, you want to toss one last one out there, and then we'll clear them out.
Okay, I've got Communication Drive-In from Acrobatic Tenement.
Nope.
No.
I do not have that one. All right, so just to clear mine out, my last four. Scafino off of Acrobatic Tenement. Sleepwalk Capsules off of Relationship of Command. No Wolf Like the Present off of Inter Alia. And Pendulum in a Peasant Dress off of Inter Alia. You want to clear yours out there, Leah? Whatever you got left?
I just
left?
Had 198D, which is, I guess, stands for days, and that was
Yeah.
That was a sweet one.
Well, yeah. Let's see what we got here. Mm. One through, so we matched the Hives. But again, I should have seen this coming, because just like the Hives, the energy is where you go.
Which
so
one
it's,
is it?
Huh?
Which one got through?
Proxima Centauri.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, so in the convo that we need to get 9 out of: Starslight, Quarantined, Mannequin Republic, Rasquache, Ursa Minor, Metronome Arthritis, Governed by Contagions, Chanbara, Pickpocket, Alpha Centauri, Invalid Litter Department, and One Armed Scissor. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So we need to axe 3. So is there anything there that got through, but, like, we can do this without? I don't know. Like, my reason for leaving One Arm Scissor off was because it's the one that everyone knows.
Right.
Yeah. However, it wasn't that massive. It was a hit,
right,
but you don't hear it anymore.
Right.
So, like, it doesn't necessarily invalidate my thinking, but it invalidates that argument against it. Because I don't know,
like,
that
it had its day in the sun and it went away, and it could still be something.
And still nobody really knows what it is.
Yeah, right. Now, to that point, though, I think Invalid Litter Department's the better song. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted, the only reason I didn't have it is because I was hoping that I played the game. I was hoping you guys would.
I'm with you. I mean, I would pick Invalid Litter Department over One Arm Scissor, but
you guys both had it. I was the only one who didn't. So, I mean, I'm fine with pushing that one through.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, you know, like I said, I think from the approach of making a list to get everybody, like, to check them out, you know, you want that one that they, you know, are most likely to remember, be like, oh, yeah, this band, like, I never listened to anything else they did.
I hear what you're saying.
Kind of thing, like, you know, like, hey, I remember the band that did this, and then you hear all this other stuff, and you're like, oh, I get it, yeah. You know, and you're either like, yeah, I slept on them, or I made the right choice. I don't, you know, depending on which way you go, I guess.
So we'll leave them both in for now instead of cutting them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like Governed by Contagion is the only thing that got through to this round from the new record. By proxy, I feel like just having that representation of the new record.
Yeah.
Plus, we already played it earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so put that one through. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we need to start cutting.
I think it was, it's either Ursa Minor or what was the other, like, star name or whatever one on the conversation?
Alpha Centauri?
Yeah, one of those two, like, are familiar to me, and if I heard them, I'd probably be able to tell you. Like,
hey, you know what?
Yes or no?
We can do that.
Yeah, we could, couldn't we? Let's start with Ursa Minor.
Ursa Minor.
I think that one sticks out more.
This one. This has totally got to go. You know, it's got to go in.
And it's like, you know, since I had that room in the list.
Yes.
You know.
For some reason, being very slow now, all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a delay. Oh, don't worry. No. Don't worry, computer. It's fine. It does it on its own time.
Trying really hard.
It's the one that's like, it exercised the fire from the sky. Prepare your sleep apparatus. That one.
Hey, look.
It doesn't help.
It's catching up.
Right, yeah.
Meow.
Did I already click it and it's just not going?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. There we go.
I wish I would have brought my gimmick.
Right.
So I could just play it out of my phone.
Mm-hmm. This is where it's at right here. You know.
Enthralling.
Mm-hmm. Riveting. Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of us not being on video as well.
Yeah. You know? And not live.
Yeah.
Where's my playlists? There's my playlist. I can do the one thing that I hate doing. I hate doing this. I hate it the most. I hate doing that.
Yeah.
It's not wanting to catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what was the other one?
Was it Alpha? Or not
Alpha? Alpha Centauri.
Yeah.
Well, if it makes any difference to you, Ursa Minor is on my top, and Alpha Centauri is on my bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got both of them, so.
Yeah. Probably Ursa Minor more, I would say.
It's got that.
It's got that. It's a little bit more
tonally
like going on,
yeah,
so to speak.
It's more fun. You know? All right, so Ursa Minor, we want to put that one through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's put it through.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got three through.
Yeah.
All right, and just to keep in mind, two of those three are already from Vaya. And there's two left from Vaya.
No, I'm just kidding.
Also, I guess at this point in the conversation, I should point out that Starslight is the only thing that got to this level of the conversation.
From Acrobatic Tenement.
From Acrobatic Tenement.
No
yep.
way.
Yep.
That's a great one.
We've got... All right, so just to run them down again. Starslight, Quarantined, Mannequin Republic, Rasquache, Metronome Arthritis, Chanbera, Pickpocket, Alpha Centauri, One Arm Scissor, and Valid Litter Department. Mm-hmm. Now, we need seven of those. Mm-hmm. I think we both just kind of agreed that Ursa Minor, but Ursa Minor over Alpha Centauri doesn't necessarily mean Alpha Centauri not on the list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just remember between those two, like, those names were very familiar to me, so
right.
It was like, I know there was one that I liked more than the other.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing. And so that was kind of like, using my last,
your last gimmick.
Ticket, my yep. golden ticket, you know.
Golden ticket, you understand, yeah. if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do this then. So 4 from Relationship of Command, mm-hmm. still in. Quarantined, Mannequin Republic, One-Armed Scissor, and Valid Litter Apartment. Mm-hmm. There's no way all 4 are getting in, right?
I don't know. we got 3 from Vaya already, so I mean.
Well, we got 2 from Vaya, that's and right. 1 from the new record.
Oh, okay, that's right.
So. I almost feel like Starlight should get in just because it's the only representation of Acrobatic Tenement. Mm-hmm. It's that yeah. punch in the mouth right off the that record.
Was that a track 1?
Yeah.
I'd say we could put it in then. I mean, because like you said, they know how to do a track 1.
Yeah.
And they know how to open a record.
Yeah, we can put it right at the very beginning.
Yeah. There we go. All right. So Starlight, Proxima Centauri, Ursa Minor, and Governed by Contagions are in. Mm-hmm. So we've got 6 more. Out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we still need to axe 3.
Man.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean,
this is the point where playing the tracks would come in handy, but Mr. Senior Computer wanted to slow himself down. It's not even responding. Yeah. So that's good news.
Maybe in about 2 minutes we'll have... Wait, if I do this, will it mess everything up?
No.
No. Okay. It'll just do this thing.
Yeah, let me just make sure it's turned down so when it restarts.
Mm-hmm. We don't have anything from In Casino Out yet, do we?
Nope.
And that, I mean, Chanbro was...
Chanbro, yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that one should go in.
Let me...
You know.
Let me pull that up on the old gimmick over here and do exactly what I hate doing.
Yeah.
You know that Justin is in a bind when he does things that he doesn't like, especially when it comes to recording the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, where are you? There we go. 53. It's funny. 53 songs, and we didn't land on, all 3 of us didn't land on any but 1.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Because I was figuring, I was like, well, everybody's going to have One-Armed Scissor. So Justin didn't get the memo. You know?
Which one am I looking up?
Chanbro.
Chanbro, yeah. Oh, that's a nice groove. I'm with it. I don't need more than that. I'm with it.
You know, I'm telling you. Justin. I wouldn't lead you astray.
Well, again, there's no wrong answers.
Exactly.
We're
so it's really like, you know,
preference.
Yeah, preference, and really trying to figure out why that one is, you know.
I'm wrestling in my head with One-Armed Scissor if I want to just give it the pass. Like, again, my argument in my head makes sense as to why I didn't have it.
Right.
But
like, if you miss the boat, then, you know,
I don't know that my argument can keep it off of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, normally a band is bigger, and like, hate to say I Told You So by The Hives, I can stand in the way of that. It's like, no, everybody's heard that because it still gets some radio play.
Mm-hmm.
But One-Armed Scissor may have been pretty big at one point, but
yeah.
they broke up and that song pretty much went away.
Yeah.
All right, let's put it on through. Let's put it on through. Even though I feel like Invalid Litter Department's the better song.
Well, I mean, I don't see why not have both of them in there, though.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's what I would do.
But here is why I don't want to auto do that.
Right.
Because.
It makes it really heavy.
Well,
get out of here, man.
On that album.
I don't mind. We have Quarantined, Invalid Litter Apartment, and Mannequin Republic still left from that record.
Mm.
And wait, okay, yeah, Andy had Quarantined as well.
No, I had I had Mannequin Republic.
Well, you had Mannequin Republic, but Quarantined was one of your golden tickets because it was
like
the first song I played. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've already got 2 from Vaya in. But all right, so let's do this. We have to cut one of these from Via.
Okay.
Rasquache or metronome arthritis.
Ooh,
both
okay.
You guys had them both.
So
it's on you. Make the decision.
I think we should keep metronome arthritis just for the part where it's like, what if forensic find the answer? It's like really, I don't know.
Yeah.
Perfection.
How do you feel, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, like I could, you know, with those two, I could go either way.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and
they're
great. It's, you know, I could say things about I guess, well, it's easier to say mannequin or metronome arthritis. So
slightly easier.
All right, so we'll
trying to guess what to say. You know, Rasquache.
Yes. All right, so we'll lose Rasquache, Rasquache, whatever.
But listen
it is.
To that song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been mentioned enough at this point. If you're listening, again, Jenny Zill, when she listens to these shows, she makes a playlist as we're talking about them and then listens to it later. So if our final 10 doesn't grab her, she's got everybody else's opinions to kind of pull her together towards the right.
That's cool.
I highly recommend doing that if you listen to this show. That's right. For life. Let's see. I think everything else is safe, like as far as automatic outs. I don't think there's any more automatic outs. Mm-hmm. We need to lose two of quarantined, invalid litter department, mannequin republic, metronome arthritis, pickpocket, Alpha Centauri.
Oh, didn't we just decide? We put in metronome.
Yeah.
Well, we had to cut one.
Okay,
so we cut.
So we cut Rasquache.
Right.
Right.
So we kept it for the convo.
Right.
Yeah.
Any of that jump out at you? Did the restart do anything, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
What do we want to pull up?
All right, so we have quarantined, invalid litter department, mannequin republic, metronome arthritis, pickpocket, Alpha Centauri. We only have Chanbara through from in casino out, so I feel like either pickpocket or Alpha Centauri we should listen to.
Pickpocket, because we did Alpha Centauri, you know, because that one lost to Ursa. So
pickpocket.
Now it's moving, kind of.
Better than it was before. Oh yeah. Justin R. Smart. Well, technically, I feel like, because there's only one from that album in, we can take them both. So, there's one through from, let's do this. We got to lose one of these. Quarantined, invalid litter department, or mannequin republic? I had all three.
I had none, so it was between you guys.
Yeah. Quarantined was the one I put through.
It was your
after the fact.
Actually,
right.
Maybe I can help.
Cue it up again.
Oh. Iron Smart.
That's right.
Yeah, this is the one we did at the.
You got important feelings about this one, Justin.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's just really good.
You know, the other thing that really sticks out about this band that I think some people might underplay is like the bass work.
Yeah. Well, that's why I mean, this one starts there.
Yeah. Now I need to hear Mannequin to really like it.
Yeah.
Way out.
70s feel yeah. Here.
One new judge hide behind masks. Half trigger with travel. Half trigger with travel. A feeding frenzy. It's contagious. Now, energy wise,
yeah,
this is right on brand.
Simpler bass line, but it's still like solid.
Yeah.
So what, all right, read through the final list so far.
The ones that are in?
Yeah.
All right. Proxima Centauri, uh-huh. Star Slight, Ursa Minor, Governed by Contagions, Chanbara, One-Armed Scissor. Now, you guys had Invalid Litter Department.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you guys still think it needs to go through, I'm willing to put it through because I love that song.
Yeah.
And then that means we need to cut either Quarantined or Mannequin Republic.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to figure out, like, which way to go. Like, Mannequin and Quarantined are so very different. Or it's like, what do we...
Definitely showcasing the bass on both.
Yeah, it showcases the bass on both, but it's like, we're Quarantined, we get a little bit more out there experimental. Mm-hmm. With Mannequin, it's more...
On brand. You know,
yeah, exactly. So it's like,
in fact,
which one do we need a little bit more representation for in the list? Mm-hmm. You know?
Mannequin Republic reminds me of Ursa Minor.
A little bit, yeah. Agreed, yeah.
So yep. Then we go Quarantined and then drop Mannequin, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't think that's...
Yeah.
Drop that. Drop. Yeah. All right. And then just pop Quarantined and Invalid through. Mm-hmm. All right. And let me see what we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, so we have to cut one of these. Mm-hmm. It's all come down to this.
No.
Metronome Arthritis.
Oh, no.
Pickpocket. Alpha Centauri.
Oh, no. Okay.
The only one I didn't have was Metronome Arthritis.
Oh, my gosh. That's the one we can't cut.
So the smart play would be to cut either Pickpocket or Alpha Centauri.
Okay.
Because they're both from the same record.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go listen to them.
Yeah.
Pickpocket. Did we listen to this one already?
Yeah. Just recently. But, I mean, still, like, now in different context again.
Right.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. Again, on brand.
Yeah.
Really fun guitar work. I always love that you can do like the pretty fun stuff over the chaos. Get a little bit of the Alpha Centauri. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Totally this one.
Yeah.
I remember listening to this and being like, yeah.
Not only is it, I mean, they're both on brand.
Right.
This one is like, this is at the drive in.
This is totally.
The better. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So we'll lose Pickpocket and then we've got our 10.
Yeah.
Put that over there.
Run it down here.
All right, the final 10. The only one to get through all the way, like, on the first round, Proxima Centauri. Then Star Slight, Metronome Arthritis, Ursa Minor, Governed by Contagions, Canberra, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Alpha Centauri, One-Armed Scissor, Quarantined, soft cues, Invalid Litter Department. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, there it is, solid. 10. That's a good list. That's a very good list.
Yeah.
If you disagree, feel free to let us know on the Facebook machine. I think it's Deprogrammed VA. I don't know. Follow me on Twitter, at the Hulkster.
Yeah.
Yell at me there. That's fun.
Yeah.
People like doing that. It's good times. It's shameful, some might even say.
Right.
Oh, shoot. Because we have to reboot the computer now. I don't have... Can you type in on the search on... name of the band is Slow Dance. Oh, that's the one. Slow Dance VA Bandcamp. That's the one. If you haven't at this point, please go ahead and like the page, follow me on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, leave a comment. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you at this point, you go back and listen to any of the old episodes. We have done a band that you like.
Yeah.
It is a guarantee.
There's something in there.
It swarms, swarms the song. I think it's track two. But I guarantee, Andy, you did Super Drag. You did, you did Ugliography.
That was so fun. Like, it was really cool to be able to do a local band.
Yeah.
You know?
We're also on the Google Play. You can subscribe there. I actually have the Muckrakes up. Like, I'm hoping somebody jumps in on that as a local band.
Yeah.
And the Two Man Gentleman Band, I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're not local.
Yeah, like, I've heard of them. And, yeah, the Muckrakes I never got to see, but I've been aware of them for a while.
They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But,
maybe I saw the Muckrakes once or twice at, like, I probably saw them at, like, a YMS.
Probably.
Or whatever.
But that's going to do it for us today. At the drive-in, folks, learn them and love them. We'll see you next week.